Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome, 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 welcome everybody back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam. Yep. And we have a special guest. No, that is not Emmanuel. Emmanuel is African, but this is not Emmanuel. We have a very special guest. Everybody give a round of applause for Ngazi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing? Having me.
Now, your name is spelled Ngazi. Mm-hmm. Now, how do people pronounce it when they first see it? How, like, what are some of the variations of your name that you've gotten?
Ngazi.
Okay.
Inozi. Inazia. No joke. And I'm just like, Nazia.
Where's the rest of it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I'm not sure. One time in high school, this guy, I'll never forget, his name's like Gregory.
Yeah.
He came up to me and he was like, reporting live in Ngazi.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay,
and so, okay. Because some people call me Ngazi.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Now, how do your family pronounce it when you get around Nigerians
so
or other people?
So, my family calls me Ngazi. Yeah. In some parts in Nigeria, it's pronounced Ngazi.
Ngozi.
Ngozi. In Ghana, a lot of people, it's Ngozi. Or there's like Ngazi. But my mom calls me Ngazi or Ngazio. So it's Ngazi. Like,
gotcha.
Soft O.
Now, when you see.
That's a cool name, though.
Yeah, it is. When you see.
Blessing.
It means blessed. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. Well, you blessed us on the Comedy Trap House. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
When you see other, you know, black people, people of our color, can you tell if they have some type of like Nigerian descent, or is there a feature that you, or is it really you can't?
Yes. Okay. There are features even down to like what tribe you are. Like my family is Igbo. And you can definitely tell sometimes.
Because people say that they think I'm Nigerian.
I would go with Yoruba if you
with
were.
With the hat on.
Okay, hat on, I'm Nigerian.
Because a lot of Nigerian men be hat fishing. So.
with the hat on,
I'm Nigerian.
But
okay.
if you were to say you were Nigerian, I would guess that you are Yoruba.
Yoruba?
Based on your features.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
They, you know, sometimes they call them Yoruba demons.
Demons?
Sometimes. The men.
Oh.
Because they'll just come into your life and destroy you.
Oh, man.
But they're usually handsome.
Okay.
Well, that's not him, though.
Yeah, I don't destroy people.
I don't destroy people.
The handsome part. Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's the part I'm saying you didn't.
No, I have that part.
Okay. You. So if you want to be an honorary Igbo, they're very, very great people. You can.
Okay.
I'll make you an honorary
Igbo.
Okay,
thank you. You're trying to destroy my life, but I wouldn't let because I have some other force.
I want to ask a quick question. Somebody posed this question to me the other day. It's a music question. They asked if the question was, how long do you think Drake has? How much longer do you think his reign has? And it made me really start thinking, like, because he's been since, like, 2008, 2009. We first seen him in Atlanta at a concert. in 2009, and it's 2020.
Right.
So it's like, how much longer does he have before it's like he's kind of out of it? Not saying out of it, but not like, because he's a top dog still right now. How much longer do you think he has up there at that portion?
Okay, because of Degrassi.
Okay.
And Degrassi I was in like high school, so from 2004 to 2008.
Yeah.
Or because of Degrassi, for me, Drake will always be a thing.
Okay.
But I feel like as long as he collaborates well with other people.
Very true.
And also he collaborates well. He does have a biracial crossover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't even have to die.
Exactly. He has a biracial crossover, and he knows how to work with a lot of different people. A lot of people may call him a culture vulture because he dives in and he's from everywhere and XYZ. But I feel like
it smart.
Right.
It's research. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's smart. So with his smarts and again his crossover with his just who he is and his story and his child.
Yeah. I mean, I said 8 to 10. I said he still got 10.
Right.
I definitely believe this because of the fact she brought up.
Yeah.
He able to tap into every genre of music. And not only does he tap in, he does it great. Sometimes he do it better than the people in the genre.
And it's tough to stay like...
Which is scary.
At the level he is. He's a top dog still, and it's been 10, 11 years. So it's like, I still see that maybe after about 5 more... I was going to say he may not be top.
They probably said that 5 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
He'll start playing that uncle role. I mean, he put on Shiggy.
Yeah, because he was 34, 33, 34
He starts putting
now.
On the younger people.
Yeah.
You know, you'll never go away when you start putting on the younger people.
Yeah.
Like, remember, Key,
I mean, look at Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Like, you kind of got to look at Snoop
and now
Dogg.
We just not saying that he's like,
you said top. Though, yeah, he's like, not. Stay on top. That's a whole different.
He's just a legend.
Right.
Regardless, Drake going to be here for a long time, but now you're saying on top.
I'm saying on top.
That's okay, if he continues to work with younger artists that have the on top stardom capability, then I feel like,
he'll be on top.
Yeah.
Possibly. It was just an interesting conversation. I was like, that's a really good question because I'm just not sure because he's good.
The better question, now, if Drake was Nigerian, which tribe you think?
Yeah, where would he be at?
Igbo.
He'd be Igbo. Okay. Drake would be Igbo.
Okay.
Was there a specific reason he would be Igbo, or you just feel like he would?
Because he's just so extra. Like, I mean, it never ends. It's like, when are you going to give up? And it's just like, I mean, I feel like many Nigerians as a whole, they carry last, right? But like, he would be Igbo. I can list off Ivano, like a bunch of us just don't.
So are you saying you're extra?
Very much. Have you
been extra since you were younger?
Yes.
Okay.
I've always.
Do you chew extra bubblegum?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you keep everything extra.
The watermelon one extra.
Extra. Okay. Everything one? Extra.
Mm-hmm.
So from younger, did you know that you were going to be in this realm?
It took a lot of getting fired.
Bro, she said that shit so casual. Yeah, no, I took a lot of getting fired.
Listen.
Yeah.
It took.
You was like, I can't keep a job. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong.
So even it took a lot of getting fired and a lot of just like, what is this? Like, bro, why am I here? Like, when I was living in Austin, I was a Lyft driver. And that is when the election came around 2016.
Okay.
And the air changed. And I was like, I can't even drive.
You met us 2015?
I met you guys at VidCon 2015.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Was I there?
Yeah,
we were all there. We were lit in those lounges.
We was in the lounges. It was an upstairs little lounge. Almost like a pink room.
Free drinks.
Exactly. Yeah, we were lit.
I think so.
It was a lounge.
It was lit con.
Like, hey, y'all.
Black people.
I don't know. Was she at the last one we went to?
The last one I went to was 2018.
Oh, no. Okay. We went last year to 2019 when we played basketball.
What happened last year?
You would have you would have seen us play basketball, but you would have been there.
Well, the last time I went was when Mike was hosting the Black Jeopardy.
I didn't go. That was the year before.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't go to that one.
Yeah.
But last year.
Yeah.
Eating and drinking.
Drunk.
Listen.
Eating and drinking.
It took a lot of me getting fired from jobs, yep. and I was driving for Lyft, and the air changed, and I was like, I don't want to be picking up these people no more. Like, you know, fair, and so then enough. I was just like, all right, I'm gonna move to LA. Came yeah. to LA. I was doing like delivery stuff, and I was even being an Airbnb host, and then mm-hmm. they changed the rules, and I was like, ain't nothing working. Mm-hmm. And so I just continue like back to the wall, just nothing else is gonna work. Like, nothing. I don't like to do anything else.
Plan and A I can't and plan fake, A.
right?
Once
so,
you find your passion, nothing else will make you happy.
Exactly,
that's what I say.
And yeah. you'll keep finding.
And but
more
you
stuff.
Were doing videos in Austin though, mm-hmm. yeah.
Was,
so you yeah. was already.
I was doing videos yeah. in Austin, and then I was like, "This is enough." You know, still doing side jobs yeah. and stuff, and then bartending. I was like, "My back is killing me. I don't want to. I can't do this."
Yo, standing up too long, that lower back gets on fire. You be like
rollerblading too long.
Yeah. What? Yeah, rollerblade. Yeah.
Rollerblade for about an hour. That
I
back
can't rollerblade. Is that the one with the single?
That's single.
Yeah, that's a,
it's a no.
You can skate, you can't rollerblade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was always afraid. I was
yeah,
like,
I'm not a rollerblader either. So.
I'm more of a rollerblader than
how
four. I hate
this?
Four wheels.
You hate four wheels.
It's whack that way.
Why, but what way is it? Because
I have more freedom on the rollerblade. I'm just a better rollerblade. I can do more.
Okay,
like
so it's whack for you.
Yeah, for me. Oh, for me, okay, I prefer okay. rollerblades.
Got you.
Have you like, ever done ice skating?
I like ice skating too. That's why I like this, the inline skate.
And that's what's weird.
That's
for me. I think I could probably do rollerblading because I can ice skate. So I
why
probably
can
could.
You ice skate?
Because when I was younger, we had this place called Sportsplex, and we went on field trips there every day. And they, I mean, not every like every couple of weeks, we went on field trips to Sportsplex, and they had an ice skating rink, and they made us go out and ice skate
in Atlanta.
No, in North Carolina.
See, in Florida, in middle school, they turned it into an all ages night. So we'd go there and be dancing and stuff, and then if you wanted to ice skate, you ice skate.
Well,
so.
Since we all talking about our Southern upbringing and skating, I grew up in New Orleans, and they had Skate Country. Mm. And, you know, I would go there. I was young. I never mm-hmm. ended up ice skating, y'all. Mm-hmm. So that's kudos great. To y'all. Would y'all enter
I mean, but you grew up
in
New Orleans. That's no. My knees and my back is not the same.
Would you?
No, I'm just a above average amateur skater.
That's okay. That's
it. Yeah,
that's
yeah. It. I'm above regular, whatever that is.
I know y'all saw Nelly on Dancing with the Stars.
I have not. I seen that he was going to be on there, but I didn't watch.
Haven't seen. Yeah, nah.
He had confidence, and that's all it took.
I mean,
so,
sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
But you said New Orleans, and that triggered me because food.
Oh, I'm sorry. We I know you're been, a former, a reform.
No, I mean, we're pescatarian, so that's perfect
right.
for us. Like,
right.
I'm, po I cannot,
boys, all the shrimp po' boys,
I cannot
all
wait
the
to go to New Orleans because I'm running through the seafood.
Right. And the sodium.
Oh, yeah. Running through. I'm going to go ahead and prepare my body.
Mm-hmm. Stay hydrated.
Let me go ahead and go.
But what I wanted to ask you, going back to start getting into content and everything, the comedy, mm-hmm. how did your parents feel about it? Because, you know, all our parents come from an era, they don't understand the internet.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. I got a Caribbean dad, so, you know.
Bahamian, right.
So they don't understand.
Right.
So how did your parents take it when you started doing comedy?
So I really,
and I want you to do the accent of exactly what they said when you talk.
So listen, I appreciate my Nigerian parents so much because they didn't try to force a career path that was never going to work. Like, I'm not good at math or science, so anything medical field, any engineer, law, like, it's a no for me. So my parents have always known me. I was the person that got talked too much and insubordination on the report cards.
Gotcha.
I was always the person. And so when I started my channel, they were like, it's good, just keep it going. Mind you, they immigrants. So they're always like, yes, whatever, yes, go. You can do it, you can. My mom even named my channel. Like, she was like, Gazi TV. I was like, okay, great. So they knew.
That's good.
I remember in 2014, my dad, he was like, you know, you curse too much. You're a pretty girl. You don't need to be cursing so much. And so then I was like, okay. So then I made a video called Why I Love the F Word. And, you know, he was like, hey, this girl is such a fool. Like, my parents know me. And so from then on, I started beeping out curse words. Because I was like, all right, well, let me just clean it up a little bit. And it's better for marketing purposes anyway. So they love it. They want me to keep going. Now they're kind of just like, oh, she's still dash. You know, she's okay. Like,
she's making it.
Right. So I make sure I still like get on shows here and there so they have something to watch when they're sitting on the couch. But like,
that's good.
They're really supportive. That's like good. I wouldn't pick any other Nigerian parents in the world because they didn't try to force.
I just feel like they'd be smiling when they see you do something.
Just looking at
the TV. Just,
listen.
I don't understand. It's funny.
It's funny.
They know their kid. Like, they know me.
Oh, man. Just reminds me of a story. We was in New York one time, and we was making this taxi driver laugh, and all he kept saying, oh, my God, you guys are so funny, man. That's funny, man. He said,
tell me another one. Hey. That's funny.
That's funny, man.
So funny.
That shit was great. So, since we're speaking of you and your content that you have going on, you're doing something special out here. Interesting. So, you know, as we all know, it's a pandemic. Pandemic happened. So a lot of people are...
It's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic. You know, we making money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're a creator out here. And I want you to tell the people... well, you know what? I'll introduce it. And then you can...
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Ngazi has started an OnlyFans. But before you get excited, fellas. Calm down. You know, I get it. You see her up here. She's looking all chocolate and whatnot. I get it. Her OnlyFans is with dolls. And these dolls are doll fucking. I don't know if you ever seen doll fucking.
At that
before.
Moment, someone looked up because that's their thing.
They said, hold on now. They sat up in the seat. Dog fucking now. You were talking about humans before. I was like, I don't like that shit, but
dog fucking.
Dog fucking. I'm back. And so, yeah, let's start from the beginning. How did this come about? Where are these storylines going? What, you know?
Rome. Do not be crass, guys.
Yeah.
It is classy, upscale doll porn.
Okay, classy, upscale doll porn. My bad.
They're
my
basically
bad.
Doll porn parodies.
Okay.
Because everyone has seen porn.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Everyone's seen porn.
But nobody has really seen it with a doll.
Recently
is
last
week.
Yeah. Recently, mine about 3-4 days ago for sure.
I feel like...
And they're just whapping away. Just going away in there.
Y'all are ridiculous. I feel like there is a demographic for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the thing, right? In 2020, you can do what you want.
Absolutely.
All right, whatever you want. I don't want to be putting out my goodies out there.
True.
But I did want to join.
Yeah, right, Sierras.
They are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did want to join the chat, though.
Okay, you did want to join the chat.
You felt
you were being left out, but you were like, all right, how can I get into the chat?
Right.
Because without being in.
When someone got Netflix and you got their password, but you ain't paying for it.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I always feel like I'm usually doing things that other people are doing-ish. No, I'm always doing things within the industry, right? But maybe it's not the most popular. Maybe it's literally very original.
Okay.
And sometimes in this industry, like, originality, you got to join the bandwagon to be popping online. But I was like, no. So after that Bella Thorne thing happened, I was just like, you know, people really just out here.
Just paying.
People really just out here. So I didn't want to put my body on there.
Gotcha.
But I did want to bring something to the table that I knew there was a demographic for.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's ridiculous. Like, if my parents were to see this, they would be like, ha, God.
No, my only forsaken daughter.
What is the meaning of this? But I'm like, but mom, like, you don't work anymore. Like, your house is paid for. Like, dad, like, what you want? A convertible? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And so it's like, they would definitely be like, ha, but they wouldn't have a heart attack like they would if it was me in my body.
Yeah.
Feel me? Okay, I have a funny story about this. So I started it. Subscribe. I'm running promos and stuff. I think it's cool. And subscribe just because it's funny and support a black business.
We watched one episode before the podcast. Not gonna lie, it's entertaining. It's quite entertaining.
I'll tell you this. If you love Team America, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, period. Yeah.
So I have a really funny story. So them demons were trying to come for me here in Hollywood. They usually come for the most creative people.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was like, no demons, no devils. No. And I was very new agey. And I was like, I gotta get out of this new age. I gotta go back to church.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to, I've recently been going back to a church.
Okay. Hallelujah.
It's in the parking lot, right? I was like, all right, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to go back to the church. You know, they had this guy. I could tell, you know, handsome guy, whatever, older guy, you know, right up my alley. I could tell he was interested in me, right?
He had salt and pepper. Got the salt and pepper going on? Okay, okay,
some,
yeah, yeah,
some little entrepreneur, okay, like, you know. Yeah.
Touch 50. You know, got the cuffs on tuck.
Listen,
you know what I'm
on tuck. And so I was going to the church, you know, maybe after a month, he had asked me for my number, and I was like, did God send you? He was like, it's a God thing. Oh, yeah.
No, he said, Ngazi sent me.
Right. So, we had been talking, you know, when we would talk on the phone, we were like, you'd pray for me and, you know, just, it was really nice. And
that's sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And so we didn't go out or anything. I would only see him at church. I would see him at church, you know, give me a little church hug. Like, hey, how are things?
Little butt out hug. Little,
yeah. And I told him, I was just like, listen, I'm coming from the devil back to church. So just be patient with me. Like, I'm not trying to do, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just here. I didn't come here to meet you. God, you know, God was just like, hey, here, here's someone.
I got it.
You know. Oh, yeah.
You got it.
And
sorry, I think we got a package coming in.
Right. Ding dong.
I got you.
Okay.
We're probably in therapy now. Yeah. Just trying to some more.
So, keep the story going?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, we're talking or whatever, right? One particular Sunday, I uploaded onto my second channel, Ghazi TV 2.0. That's like my video podcast channel, right? Mm-hmm. And I had talked about why I started my OnlyFans.
Okay.
And, you know, I gave the people the reasons why I started it. It was cool. It was awesome, right? This was a Sunday. I get to church because it's evening church. I get to church, you know, I see him. He sees me. I mean, I guess he tried to act like he didn't see me, but he didn't say anything to me. Says nothing. So I'm like, okay, that's okay. Like, I'm not gonna go over there. So I go home. All right. As soon as I pull into my house, I get a call. Bring! Hello. Hey. I was like, hey. He was like, do you have a fans only account?
A fan?
He showed his age. Right?
Do you have a fans only? I was like, only fans. I was like, yeah, I do. He was like, why? And just starts going on, and I'm like, because I want to, and because it's a different art form that I wanted to explore. It's me.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, I have a friend in the industry that's really high up, and they saw it, and they were like, is this the girl that you said she's a Christian, and that is this the girl that you said that he said a friend, right? Yeah. A friend showed it to him. He was just like, you know, I saw the first clip and then I was just like, oh, I can't watch this. Like, why are you doing this? And I was just like, first of all, if you didn't find it funny, that's, I mean, at the end of the day, is it raunchy? Is it X-rated? Sure, but it's dolls.
It's dolls.
Will laugh. And he was just like, well, why can't you do clean comedy? I was like, go subscribe to Ghazi TV.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a place for clean comedy.
Yeah.
I have Ghazi TV 2.0 where I speak about the person who's creating Ghazi TV. And then I have Ghazi TV on OnlyFans. Yeah. And that's part of my brand. Like, I don't care. It's an extension of my art.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, all these artists, they're always using their art to do demonic things and satanic things and all of this stuff. God doesn't want you to do that. I said, then why did God give me this gift? Like, why did he give me this gift? And he was like, not to use it like that and all this stuff. And I was just like, you can't police how I'm going to use my gift.
But because it's not like you on there having sex.
Bruh, it's dolls.
it's dolls.
And so I was just like, I couldn't believe the conversation. I just knew that I was going to tell the story because, number one, what are we talking about? First of all, I got OnlyFans that's dolls banging each other. You know what I mean? So already it's ridiculous.
It's like if you wrote a movie. It's like if you wrote a movie, you're not in it, but you wrote the story.
But I could totally tell that, you know, and it just was never going to work. In my intro song, it goes, content queen, but my crown's been tilted. I make dope shit, but, and then y'all don't feel it, and blah, blah, blah. He was like, you know, even your intro song, you're saying that you're cursing. I said, you're not about to control me like my purpose and my narrative and all of this stuff through the Bible and through Christ. Low-key, that's why people leave the church.
You can't do that.
That's why people leave. Mm-hmm. And he didn't run me away from the church, but I was just like, I'm out of here because would you rather, because, you know, he was, you know, trying to court me for marriage or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather your future wife or your potential wife and the mother of your potential kids to be having her body, her loins and her goods on OnlyFans, or would you rather some dolls? Your whole family is taken care of.
Probably the dolls. That's going to make sense. You know what I'm saying?
But we also a little biased because we in it too. So yeah, I would have saw that like, this girl funny.
Yeah,
I'd have
this girl funny as fuck.
But even,
yeah.
Okay, so and the funniest part is I have two fans.
Yep.
At this point, I had one. And I went to see who it was and looked like a fake-like account. And I was like, did you just pay my phone bill for next month? Like, did you subscribe to see this? So, you know, people will have their opinions. And I was like, oh, my goodness, are church people going to start coming for me and all of this stuff? Because it's dog porn. But on one channel, I'm talking about y'all. I ran back to church. On the other hand, I'm like, subscribe to my OnlyFans. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I fully... Like, out of all the OnlyFans, I fully support you. It's good. It's actually good quality, and it's funny. It's funny shit. Like, everybody, I mean, if y'all got a little extra money out there, go subscribe. It's funny. It's funny. I mean, there's a lot of plastic on OnlyFans already on real women. So,
period.
You might as well.
There's I call fetish. It DTF, doll to fuck.
Yeah, doll to fuck.
Yes, the banging dolls. There's foot fetishes. There's all kinds. There's people like.
It's all type of shit.
It's all kinds of stuff.
Yours is PG.
And considering what they get asked to do is even wilder.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I hear them stories too. So
yeah, so you're doing fine.
So I knew I was gonna get pushed back, but I didn't know it was gonna come in the form of like, repent.
It's like
I'm not doing. I mean,
does the stuff like that make it harder to date? Like when for you, like when are you looking out for a certain like type of guy, and like, cause I know you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, yeah. I knew right off the bat because previously before that he had already said like was already kind of dictating my intro song, and I was just like, I make dope shit, like I do, and I'm not gonna say I make dope ish for you or because you stopped cursing or it doesn't make me less of a Christian or less of a believer of God. Because of that, but the type of guy that I will ultimately end up with would be like, my girl is so dope. Yeah, and I'm so lucky. She's an innovator. Like somebody in my comments called me a visionary, and I low-key had like I wanted to cry because I was just like I see a vision for it, and anybody that I will be with is gonna also be like, oh, did she?
As they should.
When people are so afraid to date us, but the thing is, when you are with a creative person. Your life will always be good because we never stop creating stuff. We'll never run out of ideas. And when you continuously have ideas, your life will you will be taken to places you never thought.
Having creativity is such a powerful gift because even in situations that you don't think you need the creativity, it still comes up and you like,
get out of a park, a speeding ticket.
Get out of anything. Like just creativity all around is just a great thing. Knowing improv, being quick on your feet. Like it's a gift. So people who date us should be, you know, I like the way you are. You
a
know
creative
what I'm saying?
Mind is a terrible thing to waste. Yeah. Like all the people that are like, man, I should have. Let me tell you something. There's somebody watching this right now. Like, man, I had that idea to do dog porn, man. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
go ahead. Sorry.
No. So the whole dating thing, like, of course, people are afraid of it, but I don't want those type of people. I want people to see the benefit of being with a creative person.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any crazy requests yet for storylines?
Yes.
For your porn.
Yeah.
Yes. a friend told me, as I talk about this, my friend, shout out to you, Tish. She told me that I should do a sugar daddy one with the old, with the old man.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
And then the others are just. Honestly, if you've ever watched pornography, they're pretty much parodies of everything you've ever seen. Interracial stuff. Sure. I haven't tapped into threesome stuff yet, but like...
Now, are you doing research on the back end? Like, are you going to watch
porn? I've done my research.
Come on now.
I've done my research.
Come on now.
I'm not saying that these videos are personal experience, yeah, but
remember she said she just got back in church.
That's true. Listen. You know?
Listen.
She just dipped the toe back in the water.
Still kind of dry.
Yeah. Listen, it's real. It's real.
But yeah, so like sugar daddy stuff. Just
your
quintessential storylines, teacher, now, and the video, college student.
The one that we watched, the first one, does that tie into, or it's all kind of
they're
standalone?
They're all different.
Okay, they're standalone.
They're
okay.
All different.
All right, all right.
And I think I want to post them on Wednesdays, like hump day.
Mm,
on, you know, it's hump day.
Hump day, dog day. Okay.
Yeah. So
I like it. I'm with it.
Thank you.
You're an entrepreneur out here, man. Thank you. You got to be.
I'm trying. I'm more creative mind. Like, I'm all creative mind, and I learned that in this business, if you don't have that business side or people to help you with that business side, it can get really tough. So that's why I was just like, okay, let me see if I could just create some stuff, put it on there, because sometimes you get tired of putting your stuff out for free, or you know, you have really awesome ideas and algorithms and all this stuff, and it's like, just like, you know what? I'm gonna make this exclusive
exclusive. Imagine if, like, back in the old days, you know how you had magazine porn, and you pick up a doll magazine, you be like, what the fuck is this? You gonna read it?
All the dolls just smiling. Yeah,
just. So, did you see him yesterday at church?
So, yesterday, I actually didn't go simply because I was tied up with editing for Gazi TV. And I just couldn't. But I will be back.
Yep.
Because he did not run me out of the church.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He just showed that he is not for me. And I will pray for him and his judgmental soul. Because
salt and pepper.
Yeah. What did they say? Did they say? Blessed are the poor.
I'm gonna ride with you on that. You know, at least, you know.
Don't dictate my. I'm looking at him like, are you gonna pay my rent?
Yeah.
Are you?
He gonna be like,
he should have did it in person. You was at the church. Yeah. He could have had this conversation at the car.
He couldn't face me. And he was just like, you know, you're being so. What is that D word?
Difficult?
Not difficult. You're being so...
Demeaning?
No. Jeez, come on, guys.
Detrimental?
He said you're being defensive. I was like, of course, because I'm going to defend what I'm doing, because I know it's not coming from, like, a
evil place. Yeah. I'm just a nigga out here making little dog porn. Little dog
porn.
It's
classy.
They ain't even got no lip on the dog.
Listen.
No lip, no dick.
Why was he on that side of your profile anyway?
Let me tell you something. I had one dislike. Listen, low-key, he probably gonna see this. Like, he told me that a friend that's high up in the industry said, hey, is this the girl that claims that she's a Christian? I said, bro, just say I went to your socials I saw what you're doing.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm about to say what he doing on it, too.
Hey, well, brother, listen, Salt and Pepper, if you're listening, hey, she going to keep on doing it, all right? That just is what it is, all right? Now, yeah, go to church. I'm going to pray for you. Amen, brother. Amen. Take your salt and pepper on and go on in the room. Go to chapter.
Only advice I would give you, don't leave your dolls around.
Yeah, don't leave your dolls around. True player, for real. That's my nigga, for real.
Y'all are too much. Oh, I love it.
All right, so now since we ended that, let me go to some other porn that's not porn.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right. Once again, this happened in Florida. Florida just be taking the just be taking hits after hits. But all right.
I'm from Florida. Leave us alone.
No, no, no. You're from Miami, so that's different from Florida.
It's Florida. It's as Florida as you can go.
So, I'm going to read the title.
Okay.
Man shoots doctor twice after ejaculating during a prostate exam.
I got several questions already.
All right. A 59-year-old man shot his doctor after ejaculating while taking a prostate exam. Milo Johansson drew a gun and shot him twice in the chest. The only reason I'm laughing is because the doctor is alive.
Okay.
Urologist. It was a urologist. The case happened in Florida in the United States. The information is from, yeah. So, since the day of the crime on August 22nd, the man has disappeared. Milo's girlfriend told the news report that he didn't like homosexuals. He, she knew that, but, like, to shoot somebody... First off, this is not a homosexual. This is a doctor. The doctor who survived the shots, Harold Smith Jr., said that he had this type of examination for 30 years and explained that the procedure is not related to sexuality whatsoever. The prostate is like a male G-spot, and it carries semen. It's very sensitive. So when it's touched and massaged, you have an often almost effortless orgasm. The prostate is only accessible through the anus, and that is not very comfortable for many men. Experts warn that ejaculation and orgasm are a distinct phenomenon when dealing with prostate. Therefore, the man who ejaculates is not always pleased, just as it is also possible to feel pressure without ejaculating. He said, I understand that Milo was shocked by what happened to him, and orgasm meant that something sexual had happened between us with that, but that's not what it meant. He was just very aggressive. He said the dude told him to apologize and say no homo. But the doctor said he ain't know what that meant. So,
this is not real.
So the man drew the gun, fired twice, and left. I said, I don't know if this is a real, like, I've seen this. I think I seen Breakfast Club talking about it. I seen this. I said, I think it is real. But this is some wild shit. So let's break it down.
Several things.
Let's break it down.
One, I don't know if you went to the, if you're going to do, you know, gay porn as well. I would love to see this reenacted.
Yeah, phenomenal. It's like thugs, and it's a lot going on.
One
like,
of my dolls has a lab coat.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Two, who bring a gun into the doctor's office?
That's like, what I was like, was it?
You were ready to shoot somebody in the doctor's office?
Okay. He came in there. If he touched my prostate one more time, I'm shooting him. Today. He told his friends that, hey, I'm going to shoot this nigga if he touched my prostate.
But they say, what you doing? Well, I'm going for a prostate exam.
Let me tell you, his wife, his girl, he is hood.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, he is hood. She was like, baby, just do it for your health. Man, all right then, man. I don't want nobody.
Give
me
my gun.
Come on. That is some...
That's toxic.
That's very toxic. You gonna shoot a man twice in the chest.
You tried to kill him.
You tried to kill him.
That
for doing his job.
The type of guy that's like vegan. I never.
I'll shoot you. You say vegan to me. All right, my bad, meat. Nigga.
Sandwiches.
Lettuce. I love sandwiches. Here's my beef.
Yeah.
You fully went in there. You dropped your pants. Yeah. You knew what he was about to do.
You knew it.
And you still shot him. Because I can see if he, like, the doctor.
I'm guessing he only shot him because he nutted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he don't understand that's a bodily function that could happen when getting the prostate.
To him, it's like, I'm not gay. How could I just nut from this guy?
Yeah.
Like, it.
If I go for a prostate and I nut by accident, I'm like, all right, well, I ain't got to jack off this week. That's pretty much.
I think he felt violated.
No, he did, of course. Like I understand from a ignorant standpoint because he didn't have he had no Werenthal about what a prostate is and does and G spot. But nigga, to pull out a gun and shoot a nigga, he could turn around and say, "Hey man, why my body doing that?" Or talk to the doctor. He just said,
he truly made an ass of himself.
It's just like, okay, what is the greasiest, fattest, most unhealthy food that you can think of? What is something that's like, why would you eat
like
that?
When people had them Krispy Kreme donuts with the burger in between?
Yeah, it's just like eating it and liking it, and they'd be like, man, no, but I'm not fat. It's like, you know, it's like a guilt.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's just what happens. It's just
he shouldn't have deeper. A gun deeper.
He don't know how to process his emotions.
Yeah, that's
like
yeah,
he was
yeah.
embarrassed.
Yeah,
and when he's embarrassed, he probably just no violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's girl, from the hood. That woman needs to get rid of him as a partner. That is dangerous.
That's very
well,
dangerous.
Well, he's gone. As he said, they can't find him. So you know he ain't there. So
this nigga is sleeping in a shower somewhere naked trying to figure out what's going
on. Now he's going to go to jail and really...
Yeah.
And now it's really going to be...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that prostate going to be touched.
Because and they only gonna do it to be funny.
It's gonna be a prostate of emergency.
They only gonna do it to be funny. They gonna read the story. Oh, you the one shot the doctor. Oh, you don't like your prostate. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be touching
here. Yeah, come here. Yeah, welcome. It's gonna be
a gun in here.
It's gonna be a prostate of emergency now, nigga. Like, let's get it. Let's get it.
Prostate of emergency. Can I kick you out of your podcast? Title.
That's the podcast title. A prostate of emergency.
That is terrible.
Yo, can you imagine being in the next room and hearing
a gunshot? Nigga, you go, what the fuck?
And nigga run out. Hey, nigga, touch my prostate.
He touched my ass. You know you got the cape on. Also, his ass going to be out. He touched my prostate, dog. He touched my prostate. It's like you and the doctor. Oh, yeah, that shit was wild, bro. I read that.
He
I said
know about he's this is something he probably it doesn't really go regularly to do checkups and stuff. Like somebody forced him to go, babe, just go.
But it's like even right now, as 32-year-old men, they tell us the time is going to come.
Right.
So I am aware that all right,
it's coming.
My butt gonna get checked.
Yeah,
it's like Thanos. You run from it, you dread it. But prostate will arrive,
oh,
and you got to get it checked.
The most ironic thing that can happen to him if he ends up getting prostate cancer.
He gonna be then he gonna be like doctor gonna be like,
bruh, prostate cancer is a real. Doctor can't even catch that early.
The doctor can't even call him back to let him know he got prostate cancer because he like he might come shoot me again.
No,
I don't know. I'm trying to let him know he in trouble.
Was the doctor a black guy?
I guess I think it might or it might maybe not. Yeah, it might not be.
I'm gonna tell you this. That's my last prostate exam. I'm giving someone after getting shot for.
Yeah,
no more.
The other doctors have to do that. No. I'm not that on my list of things I do. Prostate's off.
Do you do prostate? No,
no, no.
He shot him because
that's traumatizing. You about to die. You shot him twice, like pow pow. You know, and the doctor don't know. He told him to say no homo.
Obviously, the doctor old. Yeah, so he said that. I don't know what that means.
This is somebody's grandpa. Yeah. This man is old.
He survived. You know, he a G, but shit, man. Now imagine your granddad tell you, you in the hospital, granddad, why you get shot? I made a dude come during a prostate exam and he shot me twice. What?
And the girlfriend or the wife is probably sitting in the waiting room like, dang, I told him what would happen. He's sitting there. I told him we watched the YouTube video.
That was new information for me. I didn't know that you could like ejaculate during that. I didn't know. But now I know. Now I know if something happened, like
he felt violated.
It's like my bad.
He felt violated.
Men, but it's just like we're raised with this, like we don't know how to be vulnerable, and so then when a nigga in your butt, that's the most vulnerable place you can be, with a finger in your ass.
And then if it was a woman doctor, this would be very different.
I don't know.
I don't know. The way he reacted,
I don't know.
He like nothing in his butt, no matter who it is.
He might have shot her, too.
I don't know if he would have shot her, but I think he would have acted a fool.
Yeah, he seems a little bit wild. Yeah.
This is where my mind goes. Somebody was in that doctor's office that day getting an exam, knew they didn't have the money to pay, and took that opportunity to run up out of there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, bah, I got to get that. They start shooting, so.
I'm out. He was on the table too. That nigga said, I'm gone. I'm good. Everything good.
He ran out.
He said, oh, what about your copay? Fuck that. I'm gone. They shooting in there. I'm out. That shit, I just had to talk about that story. That shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. Before we go into sports, let's go into the Lori Loughlin.
So Aunt Becky from Full House. Yeah. You know, she got, arrested for the USC scandal, bribery, all that shit. She gets to choose what prison she goes to.
She get to choose.
Headline said Lori, whatever her last name, gets to choose her prison. So she chose a prison that's 2 hours from here.
Yeah.
And it's it ain't no maximum security. Yeah, got all these benefits. It got yoga in there and all that. Like, when have you ever heard someone get to choose the prison they go to? I'll wait.
I haven't.
To be a white woman.
a white woman. Wow.
Shout out to Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah, a white woman.
To be a white woman is just like...
Yeah, I mean,
There's no end to just... It's just never... I don't have any words.
She got to choose. Okay.
Gets deeper. So, you know, her and her husband going. He got 5 months. She got 2 months. They're trying to set it up where one could be home while the other's in prison so that they can be there with the kids so they're not alone.
So more choices that they could possibly
get. That's what they're fighting for now, which they may get. They don't want to serve at the same time.
They would look at, if y'all two was a couple going in there, they'd be like, get y'all black ass in this jail.
We'll be already in jail.
Already.
Yeah, that's true. He's been in jail.
I'll be sending her notes. Hey, send me one of them dog videos, man. I need something.
They had this one black lady. She went to jail for a while because she said that her kids lived at a different address. So her kid could go to the better school in a different day. Locked her up.
Yeah, like 20-something years, I think.
20-something years?
Yeah, bro,
stop being naive.
20-something. Years.
We were talking about a dude shooting a doctor for prostate. You can't believe this.
That's why our songs be so like, what would you do if your son said, lying out on a bathroom floor because he's hungry?
That's like, funny.
That's real.
That's real. That's real.
Like, that happened? Man. Yeah. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a male.
That's a dark ass song.
Here's the thing. I never went to a school I was supposed to go to until high school. Me neither. So that could have happened to my parents.
Yeah. Shit,
when
man.
I was 18, I
forgetting
did
the goddamn education
to go to the high school I wanted.
Forgetting
to.
The education. Why are you in jail? I'll try to get my son some better.
You
want to
better yourself, boy?
Like, what?
I come in there first. All right, y'all. Look, I ain't no real criminal. I'm in here because I was trying to get my son a better education.
That's it.
So if y'all can leave me alone, I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Imagine you sitting in front of. All right, look. First and foremost, hey, I see you over there with the tattoos on your face. Hey, you look scary. Right. I'm just here to let y'all know. I'm not no criminal. I'm just trying to let my son get a new good education, and they locked me up for it. So if y'all need, listen, I'm good at taxes and whatnot. So if y'all need that handled while I'm in here, I can help y'all out. But please leave me alone.
I got the plug on some doll porn. Y'all. And one more thing. Hey, that's the dude over there who shot the doctor.
Yeah, he shot the doctor for the prostate. So he don't like his prostate test. So I would say touch his prostate.
It's just, but you got to understand, right? That we're in a place where it used to be illegal to read.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just like,
yeah,
lock him up. They know it too much.
Me and Cam put me on the show where this guy had served a 10-year sentence for a false,
murder.
A falsely accused crime. And so now he goes around to other prisons to talk to different people, see what the prison life is like. And man, them prisons he be going to, that
he be going
shit,
to foreign prison, like out.
That shit be bad.
Ain't nothing like here.
There was one where I think it was in South. I can't remember where it was, but he was like, "Where's my bed?" And they was like, "Oh, well, sure, you got to pick it." So they open up the closet. It's bed stacked up with just pee and all type, just flies and all. It just. He got to pick a bed out of there and drag it. Then he gets to the cell, and they in there. It's like five niggas in the cell. He get in there, and they like they start messing with him. He didn't know they was messing with him, but they was like, yeah, everybody comes in here, you have to be somebody's wife. So you got to pick. So the dude looked at him, he said, you going to be my wife. And the dude, he was like, no. He was like, no. Nah. He was like, oh, no, I'm not going to be. And he was like, no, you. You're gonna be my wife, or you know, you gotta fight for it. No. This thing about ran out the jail, and it was like, we just want to see how tough you are. Because they see the camera, so they want to, but I was like, nigga, that's some scary shit.
Imagine jacking something from self checkout and going to jail for 15 years.
Oh my God.
The guilt in you.
Oh my God.
Speaking of Africa, I don't know if y'all seen it. It wasn't Nigeria. Where was it? Was it South Africa? it may have been South Africa because it's funny. That episode of South Africa,
mm-hmm,
that they passed the law. If you rape someone, you get castrated. If you rape a child, you get sentenced to death. Like, I seen that. It was everyone was talking about it on social media.
If you out here doing ignorance.
I mean, I don't have any type of sympathy.
Yeah, if you out here raping people.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds like they should bring that to America.
Yeah, take them
nuts
off.
The thing, though. For people that get falsely accused, that's scary.
Oh, no.
Because, like, you never know who may use that as a threat to you. Because now they know that you're going to get castrated.
That just made my heart race.
You know what I'm saying? That would make me, I'd be scared.
I'd be
so
I don't know
scared.
If I would date. I don't know. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Because right. What if I'm dating someone, it just don't work out. If you leave me, I would say you rape me.
Oh,
I
will my.
Snap your dick off.
Oh.
It will be gone.
Get castrated.
Got it.
And imagine, you if you get castrated, then they say, oh, you was innocent.
Oh, dick gone.
It's too late.
Dick gone. You can't go to the counter. But, I mean, give my, you know how
now,
to,
I want to shoot the dog.
You know how to give you all your stuff it? Back when you leave? Give my, yeah, don't give forget my dick in the bag. It's in the bag. In the bag.
It's purple. No, that ain't in mine.
Yeah, yeah, mine's big in
mine.
No, he like, sir, this is yours. No,
that ain't mine.
Give me the dick.
Wait, let me see.
Yeah, yeah, I see mine got the
air conditioner here.
They got the mold on the left side.
Keep it in the freezer. Yeah,
oh man, this
ain't the way I gave it to
you. This ain't the way I gave it to you. Look, a little dirty. Who been playing with my dick in here? Who been playing with my dick in the back? Hey! Hey!
I cannot.
Hey, Zeus! You want my dick?
We're sorry.
Oh, all man.
Right. That is.
Yo.
That is. So, who we got in the jail, y'all?
That is.
The people in this jail.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I feel them on the law. Like, people that rape.
Yeah,
kids,
yeah, yeah. You got
rape women, like. Y'all
you can't really have no sympathy for nobody.
Right. It's like, it's just that one little line, the people that's falsely accused, yeah. that makes that shit scary.
Yeah. Can't do that. Can't do that at all. But yeah, she get to pick her prison, so I mean, they guess they gonna be in there doing white girl yoga and all type of shit in there, so.
It's a retreat.
It's a vacation.
Yeah, she going on vacation. She ain't really.
And then the kids, they worried about the kids. They have younger kids at home?
They in college. Well, one of them is
oh, yeah, one of them in college.
The other one may be high school. These
but these are grown. Hey,
come on, man. You got money. Y'all can send them to family. A grandma can come.
They got plenty of
money. Send them
to
Uncle Jesse.
Send them to Uncle
okay,
Jesse.
So do you guys think in white people world, right, that yeah. it's shame? Like, they're looked at like, oh, my God, that family. Because I feel like let's just be honest. With white privilege, there's a lot of, like, just throw your money at things, right?
Yeah.
It's in the culture. Do you feel like people are looking at them like, oh my God, Lori and her family?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, because they
got caught.
Because white yeah. people got
they got
of,
caught.
They do, but it's just like they still like, oh, like what's right. what are they doing? Like, what's
yeah?
It's oh, their family's messed up over there
because they got caught.
Yeah, that's
because they
the
got
thing.
Caught because what they did is common.
Yeah, it's
and they
rare,
do it
yeah.
in every sector. Just put them on the team. He can't make a free throw, Jim. Like yeah. Just
put them on the team. Put them on the team. Right, come on. Yeah, so.
And it sends a bad message to your kids. Like, you just can pay for things to get it.
Yep.
Like, you ain't got work for it because she didn't work for it.
Yeah, well,
that's why she couldn't get in.
Yeah, she
but
didn't work for
what
it.
Message? That's their lifestyle. They don't
yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's not,
they don't even think that it's like, whatever, my dad will just, like, they're literally in a different world of this is
when
how
somebody
it,
threatens
how it
you,
goes.
Do you know who my dad is?
Yeah.
Get your punk ass
right.
off.
Right. Listen.
Hit you in your chest.
That's just the world.
Fuck your dad.
Your dad going to jail. That's what your dad
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's where your dad is. That's funny.
At least my dad had the money to do it. Like, what are we even talking
what we
about?
What are we arguing about here? So, another thing. This week must have just been... This was a funny week. So, all right. So, there is a guy named Ty Lawson, who is a former UNC Tar Heel basketball player. Then he went to Denver Nuggets. Then he went to like a couple other teams. He had a decent career. He started playing overseas maybe like 2017 over in China. Cool. So I was working out on Saturday and I see an ESPN notification pop up said something about Ty Lawson. I just seen his name Ty Lawson. I was like, I'm not used to seeing him in ESPN news. So oh, God, black man, ESPN News, something got to be. So I get home, I click on it. And then all I see is he was let go from the Chinese Basketball League. He was just indefinitely. He done. And I was like, huh, interesting. So I was like, what did he get let go for? But before I even got that, I seen somebody post that, yo, these Asian people are going ham in his comments. So I was like, all right, let me go to his page. Let me see where it's at now. So I went to his page, and I was like, I wonder what's... Before I even knew what's going on, so I went to his page, and I'm like, all right. I was like, he posted a picture on September 14th. When I looked at it, it was 8,000 comments. I just clicked on it now. It's 16,815 comments.
So he did something bad.
I said, oh, right. Okay. So I said, all right, let me do some research. Apparently, all right, so everybody knows there's a language barrier between us and China. We get it. You speak in Chinese.
I speak Mandarin.
Yeah, you speak in Mandarin. All right, cool. And this is also a lesson, is you don't have to put everything on your social media.
No.
Stop, man. Stop. So Ty was out having a good old time in China. And so apparently he tweeted, on his Instagram, there's this first post that said, Chinese women got cakes on the low. Might switch up my stand soon. LOL. Not bad. Cause in our language, that's, she got a wagon. Like she got a little, mm-hmm. she got some cheeks back there.
Mm-hmm. She got ass on the low.
She got ass on the low. And then the next post was YOLO, I guess. And it's a picture of the stripper in his lap. And they had a mirror picture on the ceiling. So I said, okay, well, that ain't, I'm like, what's
that's
going
on? That's normal.
So I go to the comments and I think they took it as a racist, like she got cakes, like maybe like rice, like, so it's Asian.
But that ain't the way he said it.
That's not the way he said it. And that's what, so now it's a war in the comments between Americans. And I'm in there reading the comments for like an hour. I'm talking about they writing symbols with exclamation point. I can't read it. They writing,
but they going in.
They going, I'm talking about long, you nigga, da da da. And then Americans are in there and saying, fuck y'all, you know what I'm saying? You barely can see this post, probably open up your eye, all type of shit. I'm like,
did anyone say one? I'm gonna rip off the tags off my shirt on y'all. Like,
somebody said, I'm about to go crease these fucking Air Forces right now and send them back to you. I was like, dog, they are out here. I'm talking, it's a race war. I said, this is terrible. And people are in there saying, yo, he not saying nothing bad about the women. He's like,
it's a compliment.
This is a compliment. That's what, there's a lot of people in there trying to break it down to people like, this is a compliment. This is a compliment. Y'all stop. Why are we? But immediately it went to race. Immediately it went nigga. And that's why black people get shot in America. And all. I'm like, God, it is nuts in there. This is bad. I was like, this is bad. He hasn't responded. He hasn't said nothing. I'm trying
to
read.
They suspended him.
Well, yeah. He done. Like, he can't play at all. He said because of what he said, he's off the team. He's out of the organization. He can't play in China no more.
Is no one not? No one's listening.
That's what I said. I was like, nobody. So you're gonna take this man whole basket? Like he just.
He gave a compliment.
And then also too, I do truly believe that they don't like their women to be looked at in that way.
Yes, well, this person just said, I'm just reading this from a day ago. I am Chinese, let me explain. Ty Lawson seems to be not respectful to Chinese women in his IG story. This post is spread in Weibo.
She's a stripper. What about the stripper?
So many Chinese
people. Not saying she don't deserve respect, but I'm just saying.
So many Chinese people to his IG response and try to insult him. The Chinese say the N-word in comments just to point him, not to the whole black. Most of the Chinese don't know the insult words exactly. They only know this N-word, so they use it to him, but never to be racist. So they don't. And then Ty Lawson said, I guess he responded to this, where he said, what I said wasn't an insult. So everybody, he's not insulting nobody.
And I knew it
nobody.
When he said, it may make me switch teams. You're not switching teams for an insult
He
gave a compliment.
He's like, yo, I like Chinese. Like, it got cakes over here.
That's wild.
That shit was wild. I was like, yo, this is crazy, dog.
A lot of black women that probably didn't like his comments are like, see,
like,
right there.
People saying, your mom has big cake, which really changed my mind of American women. Stop eating bats and shit. Y'all leave us alone.
Oh, no.
You need to clap all these Chinese cakes now, Ty Lawson. Fuck them. No turning back.
Oh, no.
Did the stripper come out?
They say, I love how black and whites are teaming up on Chinese.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, you got to read the room. Chinese culture, they're conservative, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and just because you went to a brothel doesn't mean that you can put them on display because they don't. How often do you see that?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, how often do you? I feel like it's one of those things that's just like, you will be able to find strippers and stuff everywhere, but it's kept under. And I feel like the level of disrespect, like, we love stripper culture.
We
strippers can reach the top here. We don't care. But that's an American thing. That's more of an American thing.
It doesn't apply to everywhere.
It doesn't apply, and especially not China.
Yeah. So do you think they're more mad at him exposing this girl?
Maybe.
Versus what he said. That's why they're upset.
It's a little bit of both.
Here's the thing, right? black men, American black men, mm-hmm. you know, we're you guys are looked at in some type of way in other places, like, oh, or, you know, get that black guy away from her. He's going to taint her. And so to have, you know, this big black Mandingo man, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just call it what it is, how they see black mm-hmm. men, period, especially an NBA player or a rapper, whoever. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a good look for their culture. That's not their, if you've never read The Room on China and like the Chinese, they are conservative mm-hmm. as heck. Mm-hmm. And they it's not what he said.
I just hate that it went straight to like, right. I was like, God damn, right. man. Like, my man wasn't even really.
Right.
I get it. I think, I don't even blame him. It was a simple mistake. He probably was just having fun, thinking he giving a compliment. Like, oh, yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it just went. But it just go to show, like, some things you just got to keep off yeah. of social media. Like, you know, yeah. you got to, like you said, you got to, if you over there playing ball for the past 3 years, you got to be like, all right. And if you ain't never done nothing like that before, you got to right. think about, should I put this up or should I just keep this, you know?
They don't like the imagery of their good, like, quiet, docile women in that way.
Yeah.
Even though, of course, we know that strip clubs exist, but
yeah.
I really do believe they don't like, that's, they're mad at the image.
Yeah.
Because how often do you see Chinese women? I mean, you don't see it.
I don't see Chinese strip clubs.
Only like, in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, Grand exactly. Theft Auto and Rush Hour.
Yeah, and that's expected, and but I felt like they were very disrespected as a yeah. a culture.
And it just sucks that it's nobody, it happens so quick, nobody can go in the comments and say, hey, hold on, right. hold on. He didn't mean right. it this way, or you know, it's such a language barrier.
They don't care. Yeah. They don't care. It's visual.
But it reminds me of the Social Dilemma documentary that I just watched, and how the people who program, you know, Instagram and social media are meant, they're meant for things like this to divide and separate.
Right.
And I think everybody should watch the documentary. It's called Social Dilemma. But the one thing that was said that hit me towards the end of it is like the guy, I think somebody asked the guy a question. He was like, if this doesn't stop the divide and the taking over people's psyche and everything, what do you think would happen? And he was just straight up, he was like, civil war. He was like, because it's always a separate, he was like, social media separates people. He was like, I know, I'm part of the programming team or the ex-programming team. He was like, we're there to create barriers between what you see, what is real. And I was like, dog, this shit. And when I was seeing that, I was like,
for what's the overall goal?
Of what?
Why they do that?
Because everything they're meant, they said that everything that they're doing is meant to be, it's like a psychiatrist talking to you, but not talking to you to help heal you, but talking to you to help build something. They're building you so this computer can take and just mimic everything you got and create a whole separate, like, left wing, right wing thing. Like, and I was like, dog, this is crazy. Like, when I was watching this, like, and these are, they was like, if you notice all of us, he was like, the people that talk, he's like, all of us in this documentary, the people talking, we don't let our kids on social media. He's like, why is that? Is we know, like, we right. we know what it's doing, like, suicide rates here.
Now, is it a certain age or this forever?
A certain age as far as what?
When they would let their kids use social media.
They say about 16, 17. Mm-hmm. He said, even that's kind of, he was like, but 16, 17. But he was like, this kid is 9 years old that are seeing, you know, these bodies and they're going in the mirror and looking at each other. And now they're committing suicide because they don't feel like they're enough. And he was like, that's what these things, he was like, I don't think it was a purposeful thing when we first started. It was more so I just wanted to get information. But as it grew and we started to realize, like, oh, like, people are liking this. He's like, the like button was meant to be like, oh, a friendly, like, hey, I like that. Not to have people.
Validation.
Not for validation. Like, not for people to be out here. It's a really good documentary.
We talk about this a lot in this house. Yeah. We say social media is still new, so we don't know the overall effects. Yeah. And maybe until 50 years from now, we won't know.
Yeah, but said, we know. We're starting to see them.
I mean, definitely starting to see it.
The first signs of it, but we don't know the overall, because I didn't get my first phone until ninth grade.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kids now have phones in early. First grade, yeah. iPhones, know how to use it perfectly. Beat. So no telling what they gonna see.
Yeah.
I've been on, started the channel in 2008, and, you know, it was a point in time where YouTube was paying all my bills, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then years on later, you know, things start changing, get a little older, and so that has messed with my psyche and stuff, you know, because trying to keep up with all these new things. And it's so funny because we put out all this stuff, we tell on ourselves about just like how we are as a people, and then they take all that data and then sell us stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, oh, this couple right here is getting all these likes. Let's, you know, I feel like every time I get on social media, they're telling me that I need to be engaged right now. My husband needs to look like this.
What's cool about the documentary is they kind of do that, but what they're showing is like they go inside of the social media and there's like three guys in there and they're following one guy. And so when the guy seen that when him and his girlfriend broke up and he tried to get off social media, the people would send like, let's send a notification that his girl is with a new dude. And so then the notification pops up. Of course, you look at it and now he's back on his phone. But then he's like, all right, we got him. Now let's send him an ad about da da da. He's like, that's what we said. We're just on there to pay for ads for other companies. It was like, oh, this shit is breaking this shit down crazy. I was like, this is a good documentary, but everybody should watch it.
All of them are dead now.
If they started coming up missing, I'd be like, oh shit.
All of them are dead now.
Do y'all ever think about your exes and like the fact that they're never gonna not ever, like, you're always gonna be in their, we're always gonna be in their sphere? Do y'all ever think about that?
Because like, you're gonna be a millionaire, right. Big. You're gonna be.
I mean, you know, yeah, you know, you. Yeah, we gonna.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you already know who it right. is.
Because you might do an ad that runs in the Midwest, or you're just scrolling, yeah. And then you did a promotion, and it's just like. So sometimes, you know, and the yeah. more you do and the more, like, people gonna see me on here like, dang, I thought I unfollowed her. I'm right here.
And now run. And then more people gonna follow you and maybe share that.
Exactly.
And, that, you know,
and
yeah.
so it can be really toxic for the exes. Like, I don't really care. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's those type of things too, you know, yeah. just like you can't even escape like your past sometimes.
Yeah, that's real.
Well, that's
yeah.
more of a question for them.
It is.
You know,
it
I'm
is.
Not gonna yeah. see them how they may see us or something. Yeah. So that's
or simply just somebody you would rather not wanna see, you know, yeah, just even if it's time, not a significant yeah. other, just like somebody that maybe did you dirty or mm-hmm. like someone that was super toxic in your life and you're just like, I just wanna escape this person as a whole, but bring, they're on this ad, they're on this one, you're trying to watch a YouTube video on healing and they booked
they
the
put,
ad.
They booked the ad and there they go.
You talk about, are you trying to heal?
Well, guess what, bitch? You ain't healing because I'm
healing today.
I trapped your social media.
Right.
But yeah, that's just crazy. But that was, I was like, man, I hope he get there. But now, because he can't play, because he had some off the court issues too, Tide Lawson Day, where he or like some drinking stuff, and he went to therapy. But I don't think he can play in Europe, and I don't think the NBA. He might could get back in the NBA, but China said he's done over
I
there.
Hope
so I
hope he goes
like,
to therapy and seeks what he needs, because for your life to be ripped away, how many people want that spot?
Yeah. And he probably he getting paid over there. He was balling. Yeah. They said he was getting averaging good amount of points.
Stephon Marbury went and redid his whole career.
Yeah. So yeah.
I've been kind of moving a little more in silence with like my moves on social media because people may not support publicly, but they're watching your stories and screenshot.
For sure.
You know, they're for watching sure. your stories, they're screenshot, and they're waiting for that moment.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, they're waiting for that. So it's just like
That's a sad life.
That's sad life.
Like you just be like. Even as the person that goes and argues in like comments and this kind of, I see friends that's just constantly arguing online. I'm like, you're not gonna win. No one wants to look bad in the public eye, so they ain't gonna let you say you're right.
Yeah.
No.
So it's an endless
back and forth.
It's an endless argument that has nowhere to end. It's
and
pointless.
then you don't want to risk you looking stupid because you saying it's a lot.
People that usually argue in the comment section, they're not doing this. This is where you can put all of
your opinions, let them out, and then do
it. Just therapy.
It's great. Real quick before we go to the last subject, I just want to shout out.
I got a funny question.
Oh, go ahead.
If you ever had a bad day, you're stressed, did one of your doll videos, and you made the dude just tag the girl up extra. Get the stress out.
I ain't playing with you. I ain't playing with y'all, but I am gonna do the doctor one. So if you guys want,
No, you should definitely do that.
Y'all have to subscribe.
Yeah,
to
y'all can
let role play one of the guys, the voices.
Like, oh, yeah,
no, seriously,
you touch my prostate here.
Let me be the other dude in the other room.
Listen,
hey, they shooting out there.
You just put it out to the universe. I'm gonna shoot it, send y'all the footage, and now it's official. You guys heard it first.
I do that shit funny.
You guys heard it first. Hilarious.
Funny though.
We'll do voiceover.
That's hilarious.
They shooting over there.
Hey, he trying to touch my ass, though. Yeah.
Hey, start up the car. We gonna make a run for it.
His girl was there, though, right?
No, I think she was at home. Okay. I think she's at home. I don't think she was there.
I thought she was in the waiting room. Like, baby, I told you.
She was imagine waiting room. when he get home, come rushing in. How your exam go? Baby, I shot the doctor. You shot the doctor? What? He made me come. I told you I didn't want to come. Now I got to pack a bag. I'm out. Like, what? What? She's so confused.
Yeah, she's so confused.
You know he in Jacksonville.
She not confused. She knows.
I mean, she knows, but this nigga said she knows she in Jacksonville.
You know he in Jacksonville. He ain't go far.
That's
he in
Jacksonville. Right. He had his grandma in my house eating greens right now.
Grandma, man, grandma, he touched me.
Touched me. Baby, I'm going to fix you this plate of greens. That's going to touch your soul.
And you know you got one cousin, man. I feel I would do the same. Exactly. See? Exactly. Yeah. Everyone out here talking about
shit. Ray, shut up. That's why you was in jail already. And grandma, I'm down. You always got to bring this shit up.
Yeah, I'm used to it, bro. What? Huh?
That's funny, bro. Real quick, I want to shout out the Come Up series. I want to shout out. It's a series about pretty much about stocks and, you know, trading options.
Got his shirt on right now.
He got the shirt on right now.
I didn't know he was going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to shout out to him because Cam was telling me he's having a conversation with one of the members of the Come Up series, Jolynn. And she basically dropped the gem that we want to share, which is basically like, you can start wherever when it comes
to it. Well, I would let her save her gem.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I know, you start wherever when it comes to stocks. I feel like wherever you want to start there. You know what I'm saying? Whether you got $50 or $100 or $200, start there. Because a lot of people ask us about starting stocks and stuff like that. So I just wanted to say that for anybody who's gotten into stocks. I don't know if you have.
I would like to.
Yeah, it's
your typical person that's like, I want to, but yeah. I want to know. Wait,
no, for sure. Yeah. It takes a little bit of time, yeah. But once you get into it,
for 4 months now. Yeah. So
once you get into it, you good to go. Okay. So, but yeah, I just wanted to say that. But we're gonna finish up with some a little bit of sports talk. Do you watch sports? Anything?
I watch sports sometimes.
So no.
Yeah. I mean, I used to when things were different. Now gotcha. I just don't, you know what I mean? Gotcha. Things kind of just like, whoa.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we just
I know, but I played them.
I just want to talk about two things. One, the Lakers, and then you of course you want to say your comeback.
Well, I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so I'm happy we won yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was a huge comeback, mm-hmm. but I'm still thinking about this goddamn doctor situation. So my mind is already just in this stripper today, so we can talk about that another time.
But I do want to say the Lakers, there's nothing, it's not necessarily the Lakers game I want to talk about. I want to talk about the feeling of hitting a last-second shot, because that's what happened last night. They hit a last-second shot to win. And I was like, what's the equivalent to hitting a last-second shot in regular life that you feel like you...
When you get more on a check, okay. Than you expected. Okay. A check came in faster than you thought.
Okay. So, that's
back in college when you were about to fail this class and that final came through
and you was
and
like,
you got
a point
or
above.
A point or you had to just do some little extra credit or you know do a little extra credit. She'll tag on that 5 extra points. Mm-hmm. But you failed the test, mm-hmm. but that 5 points pushed you through. Listen, right before Christmas break and you're like, I don't want to retake this class next semester in the spring. I don't.
That's a last second shot. Yeah, that's good. When you're not sure how much on your card at the grocery store, and you go to swipe it, so you think you like, please just go fuck, and they say, all right, accept
I check,
it.
I whole, always check.
No, for sure. But the times where you didn't check, you be like, all right, well let me just do it. oh God, that go through. But yeah, last second shot feelings are just great feelings.
Ooh, when you
overall.
Lost and your phone about to die. But you, y'all know what I'm talking about.
When you're lost and your phone about to die.
When you lost, but your phone about to die, but then you start getting in an area where it looks more you're familiar. Like, oh. You're like, oh, yeah, you finally get to your friend's house, you could charge it.
Yeah, you listen. You need that. That's a good one. Are you good with directions?
No.
No,
My phone cannot die. I will get lost in a circle. My phone cannot die and me be trying to go somewhere. I would literally just sit there and be like, well, this is where it ends.
I got one more. Yep. When you park somewhere sketchy and you come back and your car's still there and it wasn't towed.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's no a game ticket. Shot.
That's or no ticket.
But I'll take a ticket over tow.
Oh, yeah. Ticket over tow, for sure. Because
that towing shit.
Yeah.
I've never been towed. So I came out of a bar one time and I was about to get towed and I just started crying immediately and holding my car. And it was so ridiculous. The guy was like, all right, man, just come on, man.
See,
just,
y'all got superpowers, man. Yeah. Y'all can break them tears.
I would have to shoot them.
Yeah, you'd have to shoot them.
I would have to shoot them like the doctor.
Oh, okay. in college, my sophomore year, the very stressed out a Caucasian student at my university. Was so stressed out. His car was getting shot and killed, the tow truck driver. This was a man. A white male.
Shit, he got life.
And killed him because he was so stressed and his car was about to get towed. Shit, you know, in college, you don't have money. You got cafe money, kind of.
But to shoot a nigga over a... what is up?
Where you get the money for the bullets?
You did something. You got it. I'm like, that sucks, man. This tow truck just doing it. He's just trying to do their job. You gonna shoot my man? And you know he didn't see it coming.
Tow truck drivers and ticket police. That's a risky job. You're messing with people.
People be upset. I've had my car towed, and I get that I'm upset, but I don't blame nobody. It's like I probably figured I was in the wrong spot, but they be making money. They make money. We seen the wildest shit last July where we was at the beach and it's areas where they tell you not to park, but people's lined up. Let me tell you, I've never seen so many cars get towed. I'm talking about
they came five at a time.
Five tow trucks deep.
People
was running from the beach.
I got a ticket over there. I know where y'all are talking about.
Was it Doc Wilder?
Got a ticket over there 2 months ago.
That's better than being towed.
Better than being towed.
I'll gladly take that ticket over towed.
Definitely better than being towed.
Because where are they taking it?
Now you gotta figure all that out.
How you getting there?
I'm talking about people was taken off from the sand trying to get there.
And then they say, we need your insurance or whatever your papers. It's in the car.
And
we
also,
can't let you go to the car.
I don't have insurance. So, I mean, I do in real life. Yeah. But like, I know some people out here in California riding with their Florida plates and know.
When you black, you need everything right with your car. Mm-hmm. Don't have nothing off of your. You don't need no reason to get stopped.
No,
you don't need not one reason to get stopped because you don't know where it's gonna go. Mm-mm. White person get stopped, you're like, all right, you're gonna get stopped. Us, we get stopped. We don't know what we might have to step out the car.
Right,
I ain't trying to deal with none of that shit. Just have everything and don't let you have no registration. Oh God,
you ain't gonna be in a jail with the guy.
With all
the weirdos.
Yeah. And the same dude gonna be up there talking, bro. I'm just here. I try to get my son an education. I know you just had a little tow truck situation. I get it. And you, sir, you shooting people.
I was just at Doc Wilding. Maybe I should have docked my car somewhere else. Because I was wilding.
I should have been out there. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But before we get out of here, give the people where they can find you. Tell them what you got going on.
So I'm going to be going on a podcast tour. Thank you. You guys are my first stop. Basically, talking on different podcasts about just like creating and my OnlyFans.
Yeah,
porn.
Yeah, for sure.
You can subscribe to Gazi TV here on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Gazi TV 2.0 is where I sit down and actually do this as well. And I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Gazi TV, and Gazi the Great is my personal Instagram if you care to
and
see.
The OnlyFans.
Thirst trap sometimes. The OnlyFans is Gazi TV.
Gazi TV. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, y'all go check.
And I'm coming at you guys for the voiceover. So
I mean, let us know. We're here.
Some ridiculous. Because it's not, that one wouldn't actually be.
That's funny.
Right.
That's just a funny story.
I mean, you can make him the dude leave after. Yeah. Like, maybe the doctor and then get sucked up by the nurses because they feel bad.
It's going to be a whole, because right now on Gazi TV, I'm doing parodies. I just dropped a Cardi B versus Candace parody. So I'm doing dolls on Gazi TV right now. But the exclusive doll stuff is going to be on there. And the whole thing is going to be played out with that scene.
I fuck with it. Well, yeah, y'all go follow her. Check her out. Make sure you give her
Subscribe to OnlyFans,
subscribe to her YouTube, everything. Yay. And remember, we have a new story coming out this week, so look out for that. Of course, submit your questions for this week's Couch Chronicles. And
last question before we got here. What would your mom say if you brought him home? What would you think she would say about him?
Fine boy. She'd be happy.
That's good. Would she make me a plate when I get there?
Yeah. Should be
out. When you going back home?
What would your dad say?
My dad would be like, hook it. Because...
Okay.
What's it going to be this time?
My dad, I would give him the resume, and he'd be happy. Gotcha. Like, you guys, let me tell you, y'all do good. I wouldn't be, there's some people I... they'd be happy.
Okay.
My parents are cool. I have cool Nigerian parents. That's good. Very cool.
Do you we didn't talk about food. Let me talk about food real quick. Do you make Nigerian food?
I know how, but honestly, I don't make it so much for myself, because it's better when it's more of a feast with a lot of people.
So so if it's a, like, for example, if you were to come to our house and, you know, me and Cam was here, like, that would be something you would be.
I don't know where you're going, but I like where you're going.
That would be something you would be down for?
Yeah, like a, yeah, am I getting swindled?
No, I'm just asking, I'm asking questions.
But like, for more than myself, yes, I would, I could cook Nigerian food, but just like by yourself.
Like, what's your schedule usually like?
You know, sometimes I'm busy. Bored and just, you know, just doing, you know, between the dolls and
I say that, you know, when you come over for us to do the voiceover, you know, that could be a perfect day.
We got a kitchen.
I just cleaned it yesterday.
Listen, matter of fact, I mean, if you let us know before you come, I mean, I'll go get the groceries.
Y'all eat food, right?
Yeah, we eat food.
Okay. Lones is in my dietary, you know.
Great.
All right, so there we go.
Work something out a little bit.
All right, y'all. That's a good podcast for two Nigerians that live in a loft. Joe Loft in the Loft.
Joe Lofty expectations. Y'all didn't fall off. Y'all Joe Loft.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, man. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.